Good evening. On behalf of the Ruth Stefan Poetry Center, I've been asked to make an announcement first. On Tuesday, April the 16th, in the Liberal Arts Auditorium at 8:30, Elizabeth Bishop will read as our last poet of the year. And of course, you're all invited. Tonight, we think we are extremely fortunate to have a poet as versatile, both in his living and in his writing, as Mr. Galway Connell. Mr. Connell was born in Rhode Island. He has lived in New England. He has lived in New York, as you will probably notice from the poetry. He has lived in Chicago and has been in charge of the Downtown Center, the Liberal Arts Division of the University of Chicago. He has been in working and writing in New Orleans and on the other side of the continent in the Pacific Northwest in Oregon. His experience abroad includes 2 years in France, much of which was spent at the University of Grenoble, and did a Fulbright Fellowship, which took him for a year to the University of Tehran. You may also notice from the poetry that he has spent some time in India. Consequently, I suppose it is no surprise when we realize that this time, though he lives in Vermont, he is going across the continent again and has been poet in residence in a number of places, coming to us from the Colorado State University in Fort Collins. He's on his way to Seattle, to the University of Washington, where I gather that in addition to his students and his interest in poetry, one of the great drawing cards is to be possibly a houseboat. Mr. Connell has written poetry and published it in a number of magazines over the years. If we mention such magazines as New World Writing, as Harper's, as The New Yorker, as Poetry, as The Nation, you get some idea of the variety. Also, he has been included, of course, in anthologies, including one on the situation at the moment in Vietnam, which I know is of concern to everyone. He has, to his credit, 5 books. While he was in France, he did, of course, the work on the François Villon book, which is a translation that came out in 1965. In 1966, he published a novelette called Black Light, which I gather most of you would enjoy. And so far as we are concerned tonight, there are the 3 books of poems: What a Kingdom It Was, which came out in 1960, Flower Herding in Mount Monadnock, which came out in 1964, and the this year's volume with the very interesting title, Body Rags. Probably he will read from all of them. It always seems a little presumptuous to mention the awards that these people have won, but it perhaps would be fitting just to mention that he has had the usual Guggenheim Fellowship. I mentioned the Fulbright Fellowship, and he has had an award from the National Institute of Arts and Letters. The question of the kind of poet we can leave to him and to you. I was interested in what the critics had to say. Some of them call him a religious poet. Some of them insist that he is a nature poet. A couple of them, taking their lives in their hands, announced that his main subject is the human condition. I think so far as we are concerned, yes. I think so far as we are concerned tonight, what we have is a first-rate poet, Mr. Connell.
Thank you very much. I was glad for the confirmation that this is a reading and not a lecture. A student this afternoon said she was under the impression I was going to give a lecture tonight, and I had a thrill of fear. And if any of you have come thinking this is a lecture and not a reading, I'm sorry, and yet I feel no remorse, because I'm a very poor lecturer, and you can feel pleased at the turn which destiny has taken in your favor. Although, I'm not a very good reader either. I want to read some of my poems, both early and recent. But before I do, I want to read a few poems by others. Can you hear me all right in the back?